Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Makaia Taylor, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
No sickness, dole, or danger in that bright world to which I go. I'm going there to see my father.
Folks, you're listening to the modern sounds of Makaia Taylor. That should be the name of your next CD.
Pretty good.
What do you think?
I like that.
Maybe not. Tell folks about your first CD, the name of it, and how that came to be.
Well, the name of it, my sister, Becca, shout out to her. Anyways, so she said, it's like they were thinking of names, and they're like silly names, like Donkey Singing Angel. I was like, no. And then it went to like, Becca texted my mom. She's like, how about Small Town Big Heart? And I was like, that's pretty good. So I said, yeah, let's put that on my CD.
That is a really good name for an album. Why not the Singing Angel?
I think that's embarrassing.
Do you not like that
title? No,
do you not
at
like
all.
That title?
Lord, no.
You don't like that title because you don't consider yourself an angel or because?
I don't consider that, and like, I just don't like it, period.
Thank you. I am excited to be hosting you at this point in your career.
Thank you.
It's really fun. It's very fun for us to see somebody who is excited about this kind of music, a person like you who is fun, funny, and you have a great voice.
Thank you.
And it looks to me like you have a neat career ahead of you.
Thank you. And can I say something?
Yes.
You called me 10. I'm 11.
Yes, Makaya is 11 years old. She is in sixth grade, her first year in middle school. And she, as she told us earlier on, she absolutely loves everything about school, especially math, social studies, and any reading intensive classes. Those are her favorite things. Tell us about some of your musical training.
I didn't take singing lessons, if that's what you're asking. But I do play guitar and mandolin. My mom's ex-boyfriend, he plays in a bluegrass band, and he knows how to play everything, so he taught me how to play those two.
Oh, all right. So did he just give you a few little primer courses in those instruments, or did you guys actually do routine lessons for a while?
We'd done, like, routine lessons, and then I quit for about, like, 3 years or so. And then she wanted me to pick it back up because I started singing. She's like, oh, Makaya, you should do that because you're on stage and you're singing. And I'm like, okay.
Did you want to have a conversation with your mom about this?
No. It's okay.
Makaya, do you feel like it's a matter of time before you're going to want to pick up an instrument and really develop yourself on a stringed instrument?
I'm okay with just singing because my side, like when I do at home, I'm just lazy and I don't want to learn an instrument, but she wants me to. I do like playing, but it's kind of hard on my fingers because where I quit for kind of a long time. My calluses haven't built back up yet, so I'm learning my songs first on the guitar, like all of them on my set list, and I'll play them on the guitar and maybe get up on stage one day when I like feel comfortable doing it, and then I may learn it on the mandolin.
Breath of spring, your voice is soft like some.
Thank you.
Once you start to get out and get in the public eye, I'm sure you have and will have more opportunities to do interviews, right? Have you done very many interviews?
I've done probably like 3 or 4. I do more of like, I don't know, shows more than interviews. And then they'll usually like play my CD. But sometimes there's like people who call my mom that are like way out of state that we don't want to go because we don't have a band. And there's a studio in downtown Louisville, I think, where they got my band together and we done a show there. And that was fun. That was actually really fun. That was my first show that we done playing and then interviewing. And then I done 2 of them actually in 1 night. And that was really fun. I like that.
When you're talking to somebody and they have no idea who anybody is in bluegrass, do you ever try to educate them or tell them what it is that they should think about with bluegrass music?
Well, okay. Like a person is like talking to me and we're like talking kind of about music. I say, hey, have you ever heard of bluegrass music? And they'll be like, no, what's that? And I'll be like, it's a kind of music that you should be listening to instead of like rap. And they'll be like, okay. And then like usually I'll say, well, or they'll find out I've been in the newspaper a couple of times, and then they'll come up to me saying, oh, you're a bluegrass singer. And they'll be like, what's that? And then I'll say, like, it's a kind of fun music. And usually I'll tell them, yeah, you can look me up on YouTube if you want and learn what bluegrass music is. And then they'll come back to school probably the next day saying, that's actually pretty cool music. I'm going to start listening to that. I think that's pretty cool how most of the people are taking their time to listen to bluegrass and listening to me on YouTube and saying, oh, I'm good. And I feel great when they tell me that because I don't think I sing good.
Really?
So, yes.
I think everyone in this room would disagree with you. You might call up Mr. Zion Napier to introduce his band from Indiana.
Down there on the guitar singing some harmony work from Versailles, Indiana. He's from Hazard, Kentucky, not Versailles, Kentucky. Lives in Versailles, Indiana. That's Ronnie Deaton. Sings some lead and does vocal work for the New Balance. And Matt Phelps was originally supposed to be with us tonight, but he had a work shift change, and he's on second shift and wasn't able to be with us tonight. And so I got a hold of my brother yesterday, and he agreed to come down and play with us on guitar and help out what he can. And that's Caleb Smith from Scipio, Indiana.
Nice job on that guitar.
Yeah. The next oldest brother, four brothers, and the next one back here on the bass is actually our baby brother. He's from Scipio too. That's Garrett Smith. Over here on the banjo, originally from Madison, Kentucky, makes his home in, was it DuPont? DuPont, Kentucky. That's Kyle Clerkin for y'all.
Kyle.
And as I mentioned earlier, I'm Zion Napier with the oldest of the three brothers up here, and I'm from Scipio as well. We don't all live together. We just decided to stay in the same town. I'm sure it's like a 32nd the size of Lawrenceburg, Kentucky.
Well, there's a pizza shop and a school.
And a post office.
That's it.
That's it.
And a highway.
And the pizza store is only open like 3 days a week.
3 days
so.
A week.
Well, with the size of you guys, I thought the pizza store was open every night. Your town is a little, teeny little town. And where in Indiana is it?
Columbus, which is about an hour south of Indianapolis. And Scipio is right in between Columbus and North Vernon, Indiana, which North Vernon's about an hour north of Louisville. So we're about an hour in between Louisville and Indianapolis, somewhere around there. So.
You got a good bluegrass scene up there?
No.
No?
It's kind of crazy because, like, the bluegrass line stops literally at, like, the Kentucky line, I think. With Louisville right here, I mean, that's where it stops. And then you get above Indianapolis, it kind of starts again for some reason. I'm not really sure. But right there in the middle, there's not a whole lot of grass. We just got lucky and our family played it. So,
you guys sort of live in the no-fly zone of bluegrass, huh? That New Balance Bluegrass Band. They've been here this evening accompanying 11-year-old Makaya Taylor. We would like to thank Makaya and her guests for being with us tonight on Red Barn Radio. We thank our volunteers for their help with our production each week. We also thank those of you listening to our webcast and those listening to us on the Red Barn network of stations. And of course, the members of our studio audience. We thank all of you for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, which strives to present, promote, and preserve the rich musical tradition of this Kentucky region and the South. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Once again, folks, let's hear it for Makaya Taylor and her guests, New Balance Bluegrass.
she flies, but I never give her water to the 4th of July.
Our thanks to Marco's Pizza for supplying food for our musical guests and volunteers. Marco's authentic Italian pizza with fresh ingredients and consistent levels of quality and freshness. You can find a store near you at cms.marcos.com. Campus Computer Repair Service is Red Barn Radio's computer maintenance source. They've been recognized as one of the top 5% of all computer repair providers in the country. For more information, they're on the web at campuscomputerrepair.net. Trails End Life is Red Barn Radio's video producer. Trails End is on the web at trailsendlife.com. Red Barn Radio is produced and directed by Ed Commons. Our associate producer is Brad Becker, who also hosts our program. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find dates and times and more information at redbarnradio.com. And you can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. The Red Barn Radio Playout theme was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here on this station next week at the same time with the music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio was brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. The Paducah Visitors Bureau, Paducah, Kentucky, a UNESCO creative city of crafts and folk art, connects you to your creativity. Visit online at paducah.travel. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.